Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I've often told guests on this show over the years that, you know, let's just have a conversation and let other people kind of listen to the conversation. It has worked well. They keep me around. I intended to do this show for like a year or two, and I think we're in 19 years now, something like that. I got to call people and ask. Our next guest is the football coach at Oregon State. Trent Bray is his name. He's got a football game coming up against Colorado State on Saturday, 3:30 p.m. Research Stadium. Trent Bray is with us. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I am well. How did you use your bye week? What did you do?
Well, we practiced a couple times and then did some recruiting, went to some high school games, and then, you know, watched a couple games of football without the stress of actually being in it. So it was good.
When you go to those games, do you gear up? Are you wearing Oregon State gear and representing, or are you trying to fly under the radar and not let anybody know you're there?
No, I'm wearing gear. I want the kids to know I'm there, and then it's always good for just like when NFL scouts come to our practices or games, you want your players on those high school teams to know the colleges are there, so I think it helps them.
Do you remember when you were in high school, did college coaches come out to your practice or your game, or what do you remember from that? It may be a little different for you, given, you know, kind of how you came up and as a kid, but what do you remember about being recruited or seeing coaches show up?
Yeah, they did. They came to games, and it was always, you know, you wanted to play your best when they were there, and so it was kind of a big deal. I remember that.
Did that put pressure on you, or did you have to kind of remind yourself, hey, still got to play within myself, don't try to be a superhero out here, you know, my game's good enough, all that stuff you would tell your own kid?
Yeah, and then it kind of goes back to like anything. Once you start playing, you forget about all that other stuff. It's more the build up to it that you think about.
Trent Bray with us. I got to ask you about two things here. You probably didn't think I'd bring this up, but I want to ask you about the King of Queens TV show with Kevin James. You left. And Cobra Kai. That's the other one. I've been doing my homework, okay? Been talking to sources. What is it about Cobra Kai? Or let's start with that one. Cobra Kai, we all remember Karate Kid and then the TV series Cobra Kai that came out of it. What is it about that show that speaks to you?
I got into it during COVID, I just thought it was funny. And then it was just an interesting, because when I first watched it, I thought, oh, this is going to be stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why are they doing this? And then I watched it, and I liked it, and it was funny, and I kind of just kept watching it.
And so help me, because I haven't seen it, because now I want to watch it. But the idea is that it's been decades since Johnny Lawrence, you know, who was, you know, the guy that Ralph Macchio and Karate Kid knocked out with the crane move. So he's getting redemption. He's reopening the dojo, and he's now going to have a rivalry against Daniel LaRusso. Is that the gist of it?
Kind of. And then it was kind of, you know, it's a kind of switch of roles where he's the good guy kind of in it, and LaRusso's the bad guy. So it was interesting. Yeah.
Oh, I like that, because it's like the offense is going on defense. And so do you find yourself rooting for Johnny Lawrence?
I did, yeah. I definitely liked Cobra Kai better than I liked the other one.
Really? Did you ever, like, because you kind of, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm trying to remember what you look like as a kid. You're kind of a Johnny Lawrence lookalike a little bit, huh? A little bit?
I mean, blonde hair, yeah, I guess.
Yeah. You could pull that off. Halloween, you could be Johnny Lawrence. You have one of your coordinators or one of your position coaches be Daniel LaRusso. I think that would work. All right, now let's pivot to Kevin James, King of Queens. That's a good show.
Great show, yeah.
Where'd you find that one?
And that's the Arthur. No, I love the dad, the old man. He's hilarious.
All right, so now I'm getting an idea of the type of shows that you like. You like something that's going to be a little lighter, because probably, I'm just going to psychologically analyze you here, probably everything else is feeling serious and you know, locked in, and maybe it's a nice diversion to just, you know, for a half hour, let somebody make you remind you that not everything's life and death.
Yeah, there's definitely a time for those shows, and in season and in those kind of heavy moments of work, those are the ones I like to turn to for sure.
I like it. All right, Trent Bray is with us. What's Colorado State look like on film when you get a look at them?
Yeah, they're offensively, they got good skill, good receivers, good quarterback, good running back. So that's really the big focus of their offense, and create explosives with those guys. You know, they're going to do a lot of screens and gadget plays to throw you off. So being disciplined on defense is important. And then them on defense, they know what they're doing. They play hard. They play physical. And so it's us establishing our identity on offense and being able to run the football to set up the passing game like we've been fortunate enough to do the last couple of weeks is going to be crucial.
I was watching, you know, I watched Purdue and you guys, the you know, before the bye, and then I kind of tuned into Nebraska and Purdue just because I was curious, you know, how they'll play. And I came away from it thinking you guys might be better than you're getting credit for. You know, your only loss being to a top 10 ranked team. I thought you played Purdue tougher than Nebraska did. Do you do any rubbernecking, like to look at opponents, or can you afford to do that when you're supposed to be recruiting, working on your own team, and scouting the next opponent?
Not much. You do a little, because I did have a chance to check out a little bit of the Nebraska Purdue game, and because you always wonder, right? Like, yeah. You know, because everyone says, "Oh, well, Purdue's not this, they're not that," but then, you know, like I knew they're a Big Ten team with Big Ten talent that. And I've been in that conference, so I know, you know, it's going to be competitive, and they're going to be competitive in that conference. So it was good to see, you know, a little bit of a motivator, but at the same time, you can't let it affect you because it has no bearing on this week.
Yeah, but it was 0-0 at halftime, and I was thinking, you know, that bodes well for the rest of the season. Trent Bray with us, Oregon State coach. Darius Clemens in uniform in that Purdue game, and I could feel your offensive coordinator, Ryan Gunderson, tinkering a little bit. Like, you know, let's get him the ball. There was a series there where he was targeted a couple of times, and just adds a little extra dimension. What is that? What does an addition like that do for your team?
Yeah, I think it does exactly that. It adds another guy out there that, you know, bigger target, you know, has some elite qualities that, you know, we can do some stuff with. And I think it was a drive right before the end of the half where we went down and scored. That he was crucial in that, and made some nice catches on the sideline using his length. So it's going to open up the offense for sure.
Would you recruit Johnny Lawrence back in the original Karate Kid? Would he be a guy who could play for you? Like, could you work? Would you put him on the defensive side, the offensive side? What do you do with a player like that?
Oh, I probably not. He had some red flags, I think, so he probably would have stayed away.
How about I'm blanking on the other guy's name, Daniel LaRusso. He has kicker or quarterback written all over him.
Exactly. Yeah, he was probably too nice, so probably wouldn't have liked him either.
Real nice kid to have around. Maybe you have maybe he's a walk-on. I don't know. He's there to help you build culture, but I don't know if he's going to help you win games.
No. Uh-uh.
All right, so give me an idea that, you know, the conference is in the background now, putting itself back together. Big week. Gonzaga's in the fold. I have to think some of that enthusiasm is trickling over into meetings as you're watching the Pac-12, you know, do some really smart things and some big things, and getting Gonzaga and everybody else who's joining this conference. And now you need one more football member, but give me an idea of what that was like for you as you kind of watched the news of the last week.
Yeah, it's great that the conference will still be around. I think they added, like you said, really good teams and really good programs. Yeah, it's just exciting to know that you have a conference, this conference, which is very, very important conference to college football for many years, that it's going to be rebuilt and is going to stay around. It was just exciting as a Pac-10, 12 fan for so long and growing up in it. It was great to see that they're going to do that.
Who did you root for as a kid? Because I know, you know, I've talked to people in Washington who will say, they'll talk about you as a basketball player or an athlete or a football player. And Yeah, but as a kid, did you have a favorite player that you watched that doesn't even have to be a star player, but somebody you identified with?
That was a huge, obviously, with my dad at Washington State yeah. fan, and then there were a couple inside backers because that's the position I played, and then I was always at practice that I watched a lot of Mark Fields, James Darling, kind of every guy that kind of went through that because they had a bunch of really good ones.
Did you ever get a chance to tell those guys, hey, you know, you were my hero growing up, or I watched every play when you were? Did you ever have conversations with those guys, or is that too far removed?
Too far removed. Yeah.
I remember a guy. I was a kid. I might have been 9, and there was an offense or defensive tackle at San Jose State named Rod Traylor. Okay, so we used to go to Spartan Stadium and watch the games. I was leaning over the rail. I must have been 9 years old, and Rod Traylor took off his forearm pad, coach, and he handed it to me. It stunk. It smelled. I wore it for a week straight, and I never got a chance to tell him, like, that was really cool of him to do that, and he became my favorite player after that, even though I didn't know who he was before that. Your guys get an opportunity all the time having interactions with fans to have those kinds of moments, and do you talk about that, the connection with the fans and what it means to little kids? I mean, you were one of those kids once upon a time.
Yeah, I think we talk about it, and they understand the importance that they have in the community, and we talk about that a lot with social media. Understand who's following you and what you put out there. And there's little kids paying attention and to everything you're doing and saying. So represent yourself and this place in a manner that you'd be proud of. And so that's definitely something that we talk about and they know.
Jaden Robinson comes on Thursdays with us. And that segment is presented by Jamba. And he's got a deal with them. He gets free Jamba, and he says he takes the DBs out for Jamba. Has he helped the coaching staff to some complimentary Jamba during this season?
He has not helped me, so I've got to hit him up on that. Yeah.
You need to go say, hey, let's go for a ride. I need a Jamba. He apparently, his money's no good at those Jamba locations. Trent Bray is with us. Okay, last question, and I'll let you go. And I'm sorry it's ridiculous, but all right, you can only watch one of those shows, Cobra Kai or Family Guy. It's the only show you can ever watch. King of Queens or Cobra Kai. You can only watch that show for the rest of your life. You can watch no other TV show. Are you watching Cobra Kai? You're going King of Queens. Why?
Oh, yeah. Well, there's just it. I can watch those ones just over and over again. You know, and there's a bunch of them, and there I think it was like 6-7 seasons or something. So yeah. There's just a lot more.
Mm-hmm. All right. I'm always looking for intel on Trent Bray. I got a little bit this week. I appreciate you. Good luck on Saturday. I'll see you at the stadium.
No, I appreciate it.
All right, there he goes. Oregon State coach Trent Bray. He said King of Queens. Why did I say Family Guy? I don't know. In my mind, I associated it with. But I have not seen the Cobra. Have you seen Cobra Kai, Steven?
No, I have not. No, but I have seen King of Queens, and I do enjoy that show just like Trent Bray does.
Hannah said the same thing. She was leaving the studio, and I was like, I'm going to ask him about King of Queens. And she's like, oh, good show. But the idea, 34 years after the All-Valley Karate Tournament, in which Johnny Lawrence got craned by Daniel LaRusso, they reignite in a redemption moment as Johnny Lawrence reopens the infamous Cobra Kai dojo and reignites a rivalry with the now successful and obnoxious Daniel LaRusso. That's not a bad premise for a show. I like that. If people are watching it, probably like, hey, you idiot, it's been on for a while. But yeah, I'm going to watch it. I'm going to check it out. Like, I'm looking for how many seasons? Season 6? Season 7? I might be checking the Cobra Kai out. Just see what happens there. Trent Bray, recommending movies and TV shows. Leave it here. Some parting thoughts coming up.